basically what we did find is that 45% of the people that we worked with, and this is amazing, are Native American Indian, Irish, Celtic.
45%? 45%. That's unusual.
We were shocked. And a case in point is a lady called from South Dakota, and she told me her amazing story of her and her two children. And the neighbors even called and said, there's a large disc-like object over your home. You know, are you okay? She's scared and crying and shouting. And I said, well, tell me your genetic background. She said, well, now I'm Sioux, of course. I'm Lakota. And I said, don't get smart with me. Answer the questions. You called me, remember? She said, well, I'm Sue. I said, are you anything else? She says, well, that's weird that you should ask. She says, my granddad is a redheaded Irishman.
So you were looking for that 45%,
exactly.
Almost 50%.
That's really strange. Well, we're not sure what all this means, but we're still collating a lot of it.
Okay.
31% of these people have rare drug allergies to procaines. Xylocaine, Novocaine, Lidocaine, cocaine. Any of the cane family.
Allergies to them.
Rare drug allergies. Now, the allergies are twofold. They go in two directions. One is an allergy to the drug itself. The other one is a resistance. And how I found out about this was when I first went to a dentist, you know, I never had any teeth problems at all. I mean, ever. And, I mean, I think I went to my dentist the first time when I was like 21 years old. And he said, well, you got great teeth. And I said, thank you. And I said, I think I've got a cavity here. And he said, I can see that. And so he said, well, I'll give you a shot of this. And I said, okay. So he gives me a shot of Novocaine. And he said, well, we'll give you another one. And he gave me another one. And he gave me a third one. And he said, well, I'm telling you, he said, that does it. And he hit me with that drill, and I nearly jumped clean out of the chair.
It didn't work. Did your face blow up?
The only way I've ever been able to go to the dentist is to literally put myself in an hypnotic state and just let them do whatever they're going to do.
No, now let me ask you, though. Of that 31% that seems to be allergic to this, what do you think the norm percent would be?
It's a good thing that you ask. It is so rare that if you tell your dentist, and I challenge anybody to do this, go tell your dentist that I am allergic to
Novocaine,
or any of the cane family. They'll laugh at you. They'll say the allergy is so rare that we don't even check for it. Case in point, my senior investigator told his ophthalmologist that he said, that's a procaine in that stuff you're going to put on my eye, isn't it? And he said, yes. He said, it'll relax your eye. He said, well, I'm allergic to it. And he says, Dale, we never worry about that. And he put it on his eye, and Dale fell over in coma.
Okay,
you can imagine the problems.
So 31% of the people here are
about
allergic.
One out of every 1,200 are going to have any kind of anything from mild allergies to, hives.
Have you come to any conclusions why they're selecting these people, then, who have these allergies?
I suspect it's the stuff they're giving them that's causing them to react over a period of years.
That might be.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
That might be.
I don't know. 35% of abductees that we've collated report surgical work and or some type of implantation or procedure done on them that they feel like that was invasive. 62% of women report a missing fetus or gynecological anomaly. 63% of men report an unusual lump, surgical cut, or needle-like punctures, or sharp pain in the testicles during the period of their abductions, which causes a period of sexual dysfunction for about 6 months to a year.
6 months to a year?
Yes. 54% have nosebleeds for unknown reasons. Now, one of them is a medical doctor here in Houston, by the way. He can't figure out why. He said, I live in a high-rise building. This doesn't make any sense. I keep having these weird dreams of being out in the woods with these bald-headed little creatures with these large bug eyes. And it didn't make any sense. And he's just freaking out. No. You know, he says, I live in a high-rise building. This is impossible, and I can't stop my nose from bleeding.
Has he been tested for implants?
He talks to me through his nurse, who talks to my nurse.
Your nurse talks to my nurse, right?
That's exactly it. Because, I mean, he said, if this ever got out, he said, Mr. Sims, I would be ruined. He said, I'm in the who's who in the medical community in Houston. This is never going to get out. Well, I agreed with him, and we have a number of people, including three NASA scientists that are abductees. I mean, so this idea that it happens to these little housewives and people who have too little to do and watching TV too much and little kiddies who simply don't get it or get too much sugar in their diet, people are just definitely wrong.
What have you ascertained, Daryl? What have you ascertained about the implants? What is their purpose?
Well, this is not going to make some of your people out there happy. I have never told anyone to date what an implant was, in my view, based on all that I've discovered about them, simply because for several reasons. One of the big reasons was that I wanted to see where this thing would go, and especially the real stuff, and then, of course, the phony stuff. And, of course, a lot of stuff is on the Internet about implants that is just off the wall and not even remotely close. The fact is that the implanted object, first of all, for your audience, and this is very important, and please, everybody out there is listening, because I've got a lot of emails on this, implants are extremely rare. I mean extremely rare. And I just don't want people running out there thinking, oh, my God, you know, I must have this big implant somewhere, and there's an implant in my brain or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These things are so rare, and for us to have evidence of any kind is extremely rare for a lot of reasons. Number one is the abductee is programmed to destroy their own evidence, and they will consistently. So to even get any kind of evidence is amazing in itself.
Yet you've been able to do that.
Yes, sir. Dr. Alan Hynek actually was one of the first people to notice possibility of implantation in the early 80s.